The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
It's music time. We're joined today by Larissa Nolan and John Cadell. And Aretha Franklin is gravely ill, we understand.
Yes, news came through yesterday that she is surrounded by her friends and family and she is not in a good way. I saw a report today saying that she's actually in a hospice. So it sounds as though it's cancer that's doing for Aretha. Bless her.
Yeah. Of course, our great friend, the late Tony Fenton, used to love one particular Aretha Franklin track, which we'll play a little melody to remind us of her brilliance. It may be self-evident, Larissa, but what made Aretha Franklin so special?
Well, I mean, what's she called? What Rolling Stone, I think, described her as the best singer of all time, which is really some tribute to make to it to an individual. So there is that, obviously, that amazing, that magical voice. But I also think it's her backstory as well. Her the fact that she grew up, her father was a religious minister, like so many people in music. You know, Sly and the Family Stone, and I think Marvin Gaye as well has she shares with that. So this you know, passion and this based in the gospel and you know, the kind of Bible music that. There's that mixture of kind of religion and music and sexuality, and it's all tied up together. But something that I read about her during the week that I'd never known was, you know, she had her first child, I think she was pregnant when she was 12, and she had another child when she was 14, and another one at 16.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know any of these things. I mean, like, what an interesting life, and what a pathway, and what a life story to inject into your music. So, I mean, that is probably a
nice part. Must have been some escape from that. God, well, what circumstances was she in where she was having children when a child herself?
I know, it's. I found that the really shocking fact about her that I just never knew before, especially coming from, you know, a family of a religious family, a minister family. So, you know, it's just an extraordinary life. And, you know, it's awful to see it kind of, it's very sad when you see these sort of stories being dragged out about somebody not being well.
Who wrote the songs for her? That's a too difficult question.
No, I think Jerry Wexler at Atlantic had a songwriting team for her. She was signed to Columbia and they were giving her all sorts of tat and she wasn't happy at all. And then she went to Atlantic, which is when she started making her greatest records. And something people don't know about Aretha is she's a fabulous piano player.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yes, and you can see the piano is on a lot of her famous late 60s and early 70s songs. The piano was pretty prominent. Don't know if it's her playing it, but she was a great piano player. Mm-hmm. Jerry Wexler, I read a biography.
And then she came back and she kind of had a second wind. Do you remember she came there back then in the 80s?
Yeah,
that stuff
was
like
Clive Davis.
You were waiting.
Yeah.
Do you know, I loved Who's Zoomin' Who as well. I remember the time thinking that was such an... That was her modern sound. So, you know, she's endured throughout the decades.
She didn't... Something about the 80s production didn't sit well on her voice, though, I think. She seemed a bit crowbarred into the 80s sound, though she did. I mean, the duet with George is an all-time classic, and with Whitney, it ain't ever going to be. It was another brilliant song.
Colette in Kinsale says Aretha was so talented, no wonder Tony loved her. Another letter says, has she died?
No, she hasn't.
She hasn't, but she is gravely ill, is our understanding.
Yes,
isn't it?
That's correct. Yeah, but thoughts and prayers to her, of course.
Okay. Madonna's 60 this week.
Another formidable woman of entertainment. I'm actually reading a biography of her at the moment. I'm telling you, she is some artist. That woman, I don't know, back in the early 80s when she was dealing with all these record company people, and most of whom were like white middle-aged men, and she just gave them the runaround the whole time and got the better of them the whole time at a time when it wasn't easy to do that, or was practically unheard of.
Listen, she was being shamed and blamed and derided from it up from a height when this was not the thing to do. She's the embodiment of female empowerment. She's the toughest woman.
What does that mean?
She embraces her sexuality. Like, for example, she has a song called Human Nature. Like, I love all her kind of, she's so many songs. You can literally say,
you like her dirty songs, Larissa, is what you want to say.
I'll tell you why, because she was always about the erotic. And she was never about, like, the kind of, the modern incarnation of that now is more about porn. You know, you see things like Nicki Minaj and all that. She was about empowering women to feel a certain way, to be allowed to feel a certain way. Like, you know, she says in it, and I'm not sorry, it's human nature. You know, like, so she was saying this stuff at a time, and she's been facing a backlash for it, and she continues to face a backlash for it. Like, Indian Night at the weekend described her as, you know, still pissing off the Daily Mail. Mm. Who like to say, put it away, grandma. But previous to that, they were just saying, put it away, slut. So, I mean, I think she's... You know, that's what they were doing. And I think she has broken all those boundaries. She's the most important cultural influence possibly in the world today, yeah, in music.
What's your favourite Madonna songs?
I have numerous, although I think my favourite is Borderline.
Yeah, me too.
That's a brilliant song.
But one thing that's very telling about Madonna is, and the line of Material Girl is, experience has made me rich and now they're after me. But after a few years in concert, she changed that line to, experience has made me a bitch. And now they're after me. So, yeah, you know, she did what she had to do in order to get where she needed to be. So she didn't care who she pissed off.
And her song Drowned World is gorgeous. It's about how she realises that she's been caught up in fame for her life. And, you know, it's about her mother died when she was 5. This is all driven, she's driven by that, I think, that abandonment issue that must have been so awful for her at the time. And, you know, I mean, she's a great quote I love as well that I like to rob from Madonna is, you know, she says, everyone's entitled to my opinion, which is just typical Madonna.
Well, she said, if I don't have my mother to take care of me, I'll take care of myself.
We don't have the sublime borderline, but we do have Holiday. Two more about Madonna before we go to the break.
I'd just like to recommend to people, if you have a few spare minutes on the train or wherever you are, if you go to YouTube and put in Madonna, Jimmy, I think it's Kimmel or Fallon, I think it's Fallon, Jimmy Fallon's show in 2016 singing Borderline with Questlove on drums. It's phenomenal. And also her speech at Michael Jackson's tribute by MTV in 2009. Just Google or YouTube Listeners, Madonna, Michael Jackson speech 2009.
Kevin says... Does John think Kylie will be as formidable as Madonna on her 60th? Not the same division, are they?
No.
Kylie isn't even in the same place at all. I mean, like, there's just absolutely no comparison there whatsoever. You know, she's a soap actress who was Stock Aitken and Waterman out of it and had a couple of songs that were poppy. I don't rate Kylie whatsoever. Madonna is another stratosphere.
Oh, listener says, how dare you slander Kylie like that? Not fair. Another one is Beyonce in Madonna's league, or who is from a modern era?
That's a very good point. Nobody. I think she's out there on her own. I mean, if you talk about the biggest stars that sort of made their names really in the 80s, it was Madonna, Jackson, Springsteen to a certain extent, Prince, before in the USA, and Prince.
Yeah.
I mean, who now is there?
It's disposable. The market has changed now. So it's just use them up and spit them out, and that's the way it's going.
Listener says, Ree Cooper's assertion is sublime holiday. Where did it all go wrong and how do I get back to my own dimension? I didn't say sublime holiday. I said borderline.
Yeah, borderline sublime. Yeah,
we didn't say holiday. Yeah. Okay, Britney Spears.
Another formidable lady of...
In Dublin next Monday
in
night.
In Dublin next Monday, yes. Talk about a survivor. I mean, Aretha, from Aretha to Madonna to Britney. I mean, they've all had their trials, and it's just great to see Britney back at top of her game after
It's great because my favourite Britney moment actually is the time she went mad and shaved all her head off.
Thought that was incredibly sad.
Yeah, it is, but it's also apparently it's a psychological thing when you want to break free from chains. This need to shave your head off is a thing, and for a woman to do it, it's again we were talking about empowerment there with Madonna. That's saying I'm disregarding all these pressures that are on me. I'm just going to go and shave my head off. I thought she was really really cool for doing that. I know she was very unwell. As it turns out, it was a sign of that. But she grew up kind of as a teenager in the music industry, so it's that whole problem again. Do you remember the One More Time video, which was kind of disturbing in its
sexualization
of schoolgirls. That song was for somebody else. I was reading about this last week. Can't remember who it was for, who didn't record it, and Britney got it as a substitute.
It was a great song.
There's a whole book in that of artists who turned down songs.
But let's hear a little bit of Britney, Work Bitch.
You wanna hot body, you wanna Bugatti, you wanna Maserati, you better work, bitch. You wanna Lamborghini, sip martinis, look hot in a bikini. You better work, bitch. You wanna live fancy, live in a big mansion, party in France. You better work, bitch. You better work, bitch. You better work, bitch. You better work, bitch.
Listener says, went to Madonna and Slane 2004 crap concert. She spent more time off stage changing costumes. Went to Kylie in the Point the following March. Fantastic concert. And I said, I saw Madonna in Lansdowne Road and she was poor.
Yeah, no, she wasn't poor. I'll tell you what it is. The likes of you, Matt, want to hear 24 songs, all of which are her greatest hits.
Yeah.
But Madonna.
Are you paying the amount of money you do for a ticket for that? Yeah.
No,
but anyway, you want to time to give us your song of the week.
I want to make a point.
Your music of the
Madonna
week,
doesn't care that you want to hear her greatest hits. Madonna will put on the show that she wants to put on, and that's the chance you take when you go and see her. She'll probably do about 6 hits and most of her new album, but it'll look fantastic.
Didn't anyway, what's your pick of the week?
Another icon, this one, Elvis Presley. Sony, of course, every year bring out something new in inverted commas related to Elvis. This is called Where No One Stands Alone, 14 tracks from his I Love Jesus period, and it's just the voice. It's things like this, the music you're going to hear now, that makes me sick, the way people laugh about Elvis and make jokes. I'm just listening to this.
Stand By Me. Given way to Larissa for her pick of the week.
This album is good for the soul. Not because it's all about our Lord and Saviour and all that.
And I'll tell you who would love it is another soul singer who is Cat Power, who is my pick of the week. Kind of an indie, folk indie singer who's been around for 20 years. Not really as well known as she should be. Would love Southern Soul.
Oh, wanderer, I've been wondering if your brown eyes still have colour. Could I see that night with those hands, that night, oh, Galleon ring, with heart, wild heart, you'd sing to me, I was another lady from the old town.
I'm sorry, I'm out of time. I have to come back. Sorry about that, Larissa Nolan. That was Cat Power. Thank you, John Cadell, as well. A listener says, come on, lads, fair enough in Madonna and Kylie, but Britney's another level down from Kylie again. Get a grip.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.